All right, well, good morning. In a few minutes, when we hear the gospel lesson today, it seems that the Pharisees are up to some tricks again. They're trying to fool Jesus, okay, trying to trick him or trap him into saying something that could get him in trouble. Do you think Jesus knew about that? You don't think so? I think Jesus was pretty smart. But those Pharisees, they didn't get the last word. But in today's gospel, it talks about, they ask Jesus as to whether one should obey the government or God. And basically, Jesus says, well, have you got a coin? Here's where he's sort of tricking them. He makes them reach into their pocket and pull out a coin. And Sawyer, what's usually on a coin? A person, you're exactly right. And those people could be like George Washington. Mm-hmm. Could be a mayor at some point down the line, right? Could even be Neil at some point. What do you think? No. You're going to $6 bill? Okay. So, but when they showed that coin, Jesus said, well, who's on the coin? And they said it was the emperor or the king. So Jesus sort of tells him, he said, well, you know, if it's got his picture on it, give it to him. But also, give to God what is due to God. So what do you think might be something that we can do to give to God what is due? That's a good one. So where in the world, in our church service, can we give to God if we're talking about money? Turn around and look in the corner. Back in the corner. We might have to stand up.
What corner?
Back this corner, back here. What do you think? Is there something back here that we can use to help with that? Right here. Because we do put money in there, right? Checks, things like that. So why do we do that? To give to God. Exactly right, Sawyer. So one thing that you and Miss Maddie can do as you get a little bit older and you get a job is you can start contributing and helping out. Because that money that we give during the offering not only goes to support things here within our congregation, but also in our community and in the community outside that we can share with the world. But we need to remember that we need to give to God what is God's every day. Okay, can we do that? All right, can you pray with me? All right, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for all of nature that you willingly give to us, and help us to remember that it's our job to take care of it, and also to give you your due. Thank you for all you do for us. Amen. All right. Thank you. You have a good week. Now you can go back there to Mom. All right. All right. So if you want to go to Children's Church, Miss Kelly is going down there right now.